There's no need to. You know, you can compare the world of the Holy Quran to the world of nature. One is the word of God, while the other is act of God. And as the act of God continues to change, and nobody warns man that you are subject to change, it's a continuous progress. So the meanings of the Holy Quran are unfolded according to the age, to those people of the age whom Allah chooses for this purpose. And it is a parallel, continuous phenomena. So there is no need to add to every translation that this is happening. When time comes, Allah guides certain of His servants, and not only they come out with an applicable philosophy, a philosophy which can be understood by that age, but also they explain the meanings which apply to certain discoveries as well. There are two aspects of the prophecies of the Holy Quran. One is philosophical. So the philosophies of different ages are also discussed in the Holy Quran. So I'm talking from these angles to make you understand. I'm further explaining. There are pious people whom Allah guides, the chosen servants of His. And whenever a philosophy comes out, an age comes out with a new philosophy, Allah guides such people to tell the whole world that if that philosophy is true, that it was already contained in the Holy Quran. And if that philosophy is wrong, then a counter philosophy from the Holy Quran emerges. And those people who are guided, they counter this false philosophy with that. Like Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has done in this age, like Hazrat Muslim Maud has done quite effectively with regards to Freudian philosophy and things. So, philosophically as well as concerning the progress of man scientifically, the Holy Quran will be found to carry references. And when the time comes, they begin to be understood by certain people. So this is a continuous phenomena unfolding itself. Why to add to every translation that it is subject to change? Translations are not subject to change. Their understandings are subject to change.
Yes,